Blog Talk Radio.
All right, y'all, this is some dope we finna talk about. Let me get on the StreamYard page. But you motherfuckers ain't gonna call in. But if you do, I'll be back on the goddamn blog page in a minute. But, look, it's the middle of February. I'm a little early, but it's damn near the middle of February. And you guys gotta, well, you don't have to do shit. Don't get me wrong. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do. But you guys, if you want to fuck with Sidewalk University for the coming semester, April, you need to start paying your $750 now. Because when I get to the point where I got enough, you're going to have to go to the July semester. So it's up to you, because it's like a month and a half, month and 3 weeks before that semester starts. But I'm telling you, people be wanting to get it, and they decide at the same time. I guess I don't know what you guys be doing. You do shit at the same time, but whenever you do it, it's going to be cool with me, because as long as you do it, you're going to be in the pool. But check this out. Another thing. You guys just wait. I don't know why you wait. I mean, fuck, I see I was a newbie, a new guy, the shit. I've been here a lot of years. And you might need to jump on these tools. I'm selling them. I'm telling you, I ain't going to be selling these tools pretty soon. You will not be able to get them. I was going to make some new ones and fucking reintroduce them, but I'm not. I changed my mind about that. What I'm going to do is my plan is I'm not going to adjust my plan, because I'm going to include all the tools in my Sidewalk University's curriculum. Then it's going to be part of the curriculum, and I can't give you that shit. You don't come to goddamn Sidewalk University. Of course, I'm going to change it up to the new versions of what I was going to do for you. But what I'm trying to say is, I'm trying to get all you fuckers to jump on the deal before then. For $100, $100, you can get 6 conversation tools. Now, that's like almost $400 regularly. I'm hitting you for $100. And you can choose for $120 any 6 of mentality tools. So you do the math, man. That shit's $85 each. And you can get them for whatever. So you guys actually need these tools. You gotta need them for in preparation for the conversations that you're gonna have. Unless, of course, you know you ain't gonna have a conversation because you know you ain't gonna put no work in. Now, if that's the case, don't get the shit, because you'd be wasting your money. This shit is for motherfuckers that wanna put some work in. Now, who knows what the fuck will work and what won't? I don't claim to know what will work and what won't work, or do I? Because what you motherfuckers don't understand is that the shit I kick is tested. It's proven. As hell do know what will work and won't work. Just because I know what will work and won't work don't mean every time I open my motherfucking mouth, I'm catching a bitch. Nah, don't work like that. But that's why I made these fucking tools. I made these tools because I know how to bring the truth. out of any woman I'm dealing with, anywhere I'm at, which is the tools of different situations, different places. You know, you get in your car on the freeway and catch a bitch. And both of y'all are speeding 65, 70 miles an hour. You can catch that bitch. All she got to do is look at you. And if she do, it's on and cracking. See, what I'm saying is I show me. I don't want to get cool with you. And once I'm cool with you, I start showing you me. Oh, no, fuck that. I want to show all my bad sides early on. I'm talking about, if we really kicking it, I'm going to be an asshole early. Because I believe if baby can, you know, stay around after dealing with the worst of me, it'll be a piece of cake for baby to deal with the, you know, what I have. But to me, she has to earn this shit. She just has to earn it. I just met you. I ain't going to give you me. I just can't help myself. And I would imagine some of you will love to not be able to help your goddamn self. Shit. I go hard all day long. I mean, some can't stand it. You know, because of the pace. I mean, I'm doing something. And my shit's working. So ain't nobody gonna tell me shit. But what I'm saying, many times as I keep grinding for what I want, I realize the fact of life. And this is what I try to bring to you guys. Everybody wants shit, but very few motherfuckers go get it. See, what I'm saying is Sidewalk University is the go-getters. That's why that's our name. We don't be playing. Once we think of it, we going to get it because the show ain't coming. And I got fragrances. See, what I'm saying is I do things, you know, to express where I'm coming from. And you can support it. You can not support it. But what you can't say is I'm full of shit. You can't say that. So what I'm saying is I got a bit of dose for him and a bit of dose for her. They're available, you know. For you motherfuckers, I got some SW gear. The thing is, this month is almost halfway over. And it spells the end. Well, maybe it don't spell the end, but I'm thinking about it at the end of this month. To end all sales. I'm not saying I am. Just like I said, I ain't gonna sell the course alone. I mean, you know, I'm a businessman, goddamn it. The motherfucker, he didn't got a good reason. Then I'm gonna, you know, hook him up, period. But I'm just saying, I ain't gonna always have sales. I'm finna go into that Sidewalk University thing, and we ain't got shit to sell. See, it's always a success for me when I have a sale. But what's significant about this one, I mean, the two-for-one sales that I be having is the shit. Whatever deal sales I be having be the shit. Because of what I'm selling. But what's more than that, was even more than shit than that, is the sales. Oh, shit. That, fuck. I'm just saying, more than that is I have so much information to offer. You know, you can follow me. Matter of fact, I'm going to start asking for that. Because... you know, I was, you know, I never really looked at that shit, but I was looking through this shit. I said, yeah, how many followers? I think I got under 500. Wow. I thought I had way 500, that's none. I thought I had way more than this. So can you start following Bud? Just for my ego. 500, come on, man, that's none. But what I'm saying is the go-getters are a creation of mine. And they got it to me and what I'm doing through the shit I do on the videos, through the sales that I be having, you know, and I end up making myself work for me. And what I'm saying is I'm graced and blessed to have met up with the real motherfuckers, you know, when I went to Hollywood. So what I'm trying to bring to you is the real deal shit that you can use. I ain't trying to make you no pimp nigga. You can do that on your own. What I'm trying to make you is a stand-up nigga. A nigga that, you know, you can't get front because I front all my students off. You know, I make them feel the fuck. If they bring it, you gonna feel it, nigga, because I'm gonna make you feel it. You know why? Because life is like that. Life ain't going for the next goddamn shit you got to say. The only way it will is if you get a little cubby hole and you never leave it. Well, I don't do that if that's the fuck you want to do, because I don't want to do that shit. When I came to Hollywood, I had heard about Shante and Joe Kato. And I'd seen both of them when I came. You know, Joe Kato's style. He's a pimping mother. He was a pimping motherfucker. He represented the Abadabba Q like a mother, but his style just wasn't mine. But when I seen that motherfucking shine, hey, now this is the kind of nigga I want to be, because I wasn't a nigga yet. Man, this shit. The only thing I heard about this nigga was he finna dog you out, he finna take your bitch, and then the nigga gonna beat you up. I heard that shit about that nigga. That was the first nigga I started fucking with. Nigga, look, you know, whatever I said, but anyway, my point is that nigga my dog to this day. And that was in the 70s. Me and this nigga been hanging like that since the 70s. The nigga always been real with me, and he can't tell you nothing else but the same about me. Because we got that abba-dabba, but then we both got that Q. That nigga had Q way before me. Yeah. But if I was a punk like a lot of you motherfuckers, I wouldn't have never fucked with him. Because of his reputation. The nigga gonna take, you know, took by a nigga that got a reputation of taking bitches than just to get the bitch took by some nigga. Let this nigga take my bitch. I'm going right over there and fuck him. I mean, this nigga that fell out. Shit. We didn't have problems. We ain't never had no fight. But we had words. You know, but the dog, you know, that dog has always overcame the bullshit, period. Because we always acknowledge that we understood. Nigga gonna be fucking with you way longer than one of them goddamn bitches, nigga. The truth. You can say what you think the truth is. And you can do everything in your power to make what you think be the truth. But the truth outlasts bullshit. And here it is 50 years later. Come on, man. What the fuck you think? I ain't had no bitch for 50 years. Have I? Do you know of one? That I? Because I sure know. But I know of a pimp nigga that I met pimping. And all the crossing and all whatever in it, Because you, just because you know how to cross a motherfucker don't mean you will do it. Don't mean you should do it. But the only way you're going to know that is to fuck with the nigga. And if the nigga showing you he's cool as fuck, you ain't going to do it. When I came to Hollywood, I knew to be quiet, look good as I could, and I knew to make sure I commented on hella shit as far as what I was hearing. I ain't going against the grain. But I ain't following no motherfucker either. I'm kicking it like that. And I meet this little short-ass nigga. Hey, I'm telling you, I'm fortunate to have met this nigga. Fortunate to have taken all the game I got from that motherfucking nigga and applied it to my life because I wasn't scared. I heard all kind of, well, yeah, I'm scared to carry a gun. I'm scared to go rob a bank. I'm scared to just, you know, shoot a nigga. Not that I will or won't, but I'm saying that there's some I just ain't gonna choose to do. Those are some of them. But what I'm saying, when it ain't a standing up, nigga, in the street, man, whatever, however you feel like doing it, you can't do it from way over there, nigga, unless you a punk and you want to try to shoot me. Because if you want to do something physically, you got to come over here, nigga. I ain't with the bullshit. And I can't fight. And that bitch, oh shit, I didn't see that. Wait, I see something on my notes. And I gotta get it right. See, that's why I have notes. I don't get off. I can stop talking, stop, you know, talking about my notes. And then, you know, get to say, but because I got notes, I can go right back to where I left off. See, I was important. I mean, not important, but important to you too. But I want to be important to me. I want to do things that make me separate myself from people, others. And if you ain't motherfucker that I can't separate from, I mean, if you are a motherfucker that I can't separate from, then I won't. It will be cool. But any other motherfucker, shit, don't fuck with me. You know, I ain't charging nobody's friend. Now, what I'm saying is I also realize, you know, my shortcomings. Shit. You know, my shortcomings could have hampered, you know, my later years, but I handled those too. So you got to be able to feel the shit that you're doing. You got to, this shit has to be, well, don't get me wrong, I ain't comparing. I'm just saying, you know how serious the minister is. This shit is not anything like Christianity or religion. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, but religiously, you got to fuck with it. You cannot kind of fuck with it. You know, when I was young, I thought about all kind of shit, but I actually really thought about this. Should I work and wait for retirement to travel and see the country, maybe even the world? Or should I travel while I'm a young motherfucker and dedicate my golden years to working? I decided I'd rather travel while I was young than work when I got older. I never had a job until I was, okay, Lena, 27. So anyway, I never had a job until I was in my 40s. And when I got a motherfucking job, I rose right to the top using this street game. You can't supervise all that. But now when I was a tech, I loved that job because I'm going somewhere all the motherfucking time. But when I rose up and became a goddamn supervisor, I got to be in there with them peckles, all of that, in the office, man, I started hating that fucking job, that bullshit. I realized being a tech, you fucking ain't got to deal with these motherfuckers because you go there in the morning, get your shit, and you gone all day. Shit, that was the shit. I ain't got nobody supervising me. I ain't got nobody fucking with me. You know, as long as I do my shit right, which I was ace. But my point is my golden years that I thought I was going to be, you know, doing a little work, blah, blah, blah. Man, that shit was fucked up. And I got to thinking. And believe me, once I start thinking about something going to job, and shit ain't going to be no motherfucking accident. I ain't having nothing happen to me on accident. Not the remaining years I have were made golden by me realizing what the fuck I'm telling you now. Man, I am not finna let somebody design my motherfucking life for me. I would rather, heaven forbid, but I would rather be a bum than the motherfucker just do something other motherfucker say do. Man, I'm so against that. That's why I don't never, if you notice, I'm very disagreeable. I don't give a fuck. My golden years were made golden by me being a man of character. A man of great character. I got integrity. I'm known for having integrity, motherfucker, from any street playing motherfucker that know anything about Bud. And I'm a gracious human being. You ask these motherfuckers that fuck with me, I ain't all about the money. I'm about money, but I ain't all of it. I give shit away. A lot. So, in the course of doing all that shit, I didn't became a person that's willing to learn whatever it takes. Whatever it fucking takes to make progress in my life is what I'm learning. And I promise myself, and you have the notion that each one teach one. Only I'm teaching many. But as long as I have taught one, I've served a purpose. But why stop and run? Shit. None of my being the top flight player, none of my being the top flight anything is important to you, let's say, per se. But by me being Rosebud, the motherfucking pimp, and you with knowledge that I'm now a professor with my own motherfucking school is of interest to many. Motherfuckers, how to be pimps? Hell motherfucking no. I'm teaching motherfuckers how to be men. I'm teaching motherfuckers how to master conversation. I'm teaching motherfuckers how not to let anything negative come out they motherfucking mouth concerning anything they're doing, even when they know it's fucked up. You got to know how to represent. You can admit, man, that's fucked up. Damn. But what I'm saying is you got to know where you're coming from and how to follow it up. I teach all that. I never carried a gun. I did carry a knife. But I never used it. I got no scars or bullet wounds or none of that shit on my motherfucking body. And I have been all over this motherfucker, pimping like a motherfucker. And you can't tell me you don't know some nigga that's really a pimp that don't know me. I don't need all that goddamn shit, you fucking suckers. think you need. Good. Yeah, what you need is a mouthpiece, because I got a double barrel Uzi, a sawed-off double barrel motherfucking Uzi, and I will spray you immediately and have your motherfucking ass just don't know what to say, because I spray you with words. Shit. Man. Yeah, that I ain't, you know, I'm a pimp nigga. I ain't trying to get my fingernails dirty or break them. Any of that fucking shit. You heard me say the heaviest thing I lift is what them bitches earn, and the hardest thing I do is make a fucking U-turn, because I'm a real live pimp. Yeah. My speaking of how good of a motherfucking person I am, or changes I made, most likely means nothing to you. But I'll bet my last dollar, because a lot of you motherfuckers want to know what made me retire. Want to know what makes me be youthful as I am. You know I'm 70. Shit. Most of you motherfuckers won't accept it. But it's true. And I'm sure a lot of that shit is because I'm always on these videos or whatever. So you see me as an active old motherfucker. With my gray hair, you know, how my shit be coming out. I used to have a shave my head maybe once or twice, maybe, you know, two times, three times a week. Now I think we have to save it every day to have it like I want it, but I don't really save my, you see, I don't save my head every day. See, what I'm saying, man, a lot of you guys be doing shit fucked up. And I guess you want me to just not notice it. And what I mean is, from my earliest memories, I cannot, for some reason, I just always wanted it to be important. Track star, I just, man, but none of that shit fucking worked for me. You know, being the center of attention, that was enough, because I was already the center of attention, because I was fast as a motherfucker. I can do all kinds of shit, and I talk hella shit. I just had to be special in my own motherfucking way. I didn't mean other motherfuckers move and I do when I walk by or none of that kind of goddamn shit. I just wanted to be a motherfucker. You know, sports, and just about anything I pursued, I was like in the elite or echelon of it. And I grew up competing. I wasn't scared to compete. Even we didn't have tennis shoes, I used to run barefooted. I burned them motherfuckers up. We wanted to race. We raced in the streets. Corner of the corner. And I tatted motherfuckers up. One of the niggas to have bikes with. Because when we had bikes, wasn't no such thing as a Stingray. And then the fucking wild kids. The Stingray came out. Shit. All my partners, their mamas, their family bought them Stingrays. I was one of 12 kids. Man, we was lucky to even, I think we was lucky to eat. I was 50, but no, we weren't lucky to eat. I was sick of business. But eating wasn't no luxuries. So I had this big old 3-speed. And the Stingrays, you know, they had gears you could switch with your finger instead of doing all the shit you got to do with, you know, you racing and you got to move your hand and switch all that kind of goddamn shit on them big old ass. But, man, I took my ears off. I screwed a little spoke in there and pulled that spoke out and then had it right there with a certain strength. Man, I burned all them blues up. All of them, with the kids riding on one wheel, I'd ride on one wheel, turn the corner, go up the street, all that on that big old ass of the fucking bike. Shit, I always had to stand out. And I did not especially want to be no fucking entertainer. You know, that would have been cool. But I didn't want to be no fucking politician or any kind of leader. But I swear to God, I just wanted to be, I don't know, important. I ain't saying I wanted to be a pimp. I'm just saying I wanted to be fucking important. And I don't know where that came from, except I do know if anybody influenced me, he was well known in the city. The mayor, the police chief, everybody used to come out of the house at the fucking Women's Association meetings. And mine was, you know, they used to come over there and eat her cookies. Because mine was, what used to call them? Big old cookies. I forgot, they wouldn't call cookies. Damn, what it? I forget what she used to call them. But they used to want them. Oh, cakes. She used to call them cakes. Yeah, little cakes. But not for the cake. They just, that was the name. But anyway, what I'm saying is, my old man was none of that political shit, none of that. But he was just, I don't know, a figure. If he was in electronica today, he would be like a fucking IT guy. But my point and all that kind of shit was he was a voice for the community. So I think that's where I got the shit from. I think. But let me tell you, that motherfucker, he was a hell of a motherfucker, man. You know, when he died, the Masons stood over his body for 72 hours straight. Because nobody, you know, they come look and all that shit pay respect. But I'm saying he was 36 degree in the Masons, man. So you hear me refer to Masons periodically, but that's why I grew up in that shit. Now, what I mean is, I know for a fact my pops was proud of me. You know, that was a big fucking thing to have your dad proud of you for us coming up. It could be because he was fast as a motherfucking track or good at handling football or baseball or basketball. Something that, you know, he could just be proud of you for. And I thought I was going to be some of that shit. God damn it. Like I say, I started respectful. You know, and I'm just saying, he knew what I did. But, you know, I'm a respectful motherfucker in all aspects. And, you know, I would never floss. Or I would never, he let him hear me talk shit to one of the niggas on the phone. And I would never acknowledge any type of pimp shit to either of them. And I wouldn't even bring my bras around. But I remember when I bought my Rolls Royce. God damn it, I went to my pocket. I'm gonna just watch my shit. I got three whiteys in the car. You know, and when I pull up the car running and I get out, talk to Paco, I seen in the front yard. And then I say, Pops, you know that you look just, I just bought that. You know, Pops, oh yeah. Pops, that's a Rolls Royce. Okay. I say, Pops, I reach in my backpack and pull out the pink slip. Pops says, man, I paid cash. Pops says, oh, yeah. And he started walking toward the backyard. Shit, that's it. And then as he walked, that nigga say, boy, you think you doing something, don't you? He said, boy, I seen the time when it took me 30 days of 1 month and 15 days of the next month just to see my women. I start laughing and Pop say, I kid you not. So and then when I pulled off, after we got through talking, I pulled off, that nigga said, do it, boy. Yeah, let me tell you, I was a boy and fuck my dear bitch and my dick got hard. Because my pops appreciated my black shit. Now afterwards, I hopped back in the motherfucking car, backed out, and when that nigga said, "Do it, boy," man, I'm telling you, any one of my brothers, anybody in my family, sisters too, would have did anything to this kid, like from my parents, because any one of them was going to, like, encourage you, support you. But, man, we ain't wasting our time trying to make you in the if you ain't gonna be shit, you ain't gonna be shit. Them niggas was cold. Hey, but you could call home if you went to jail. You know, possibly gonna do nothing on the bail tip. You know, if you needed some money, he might give you half of whatever you asked for. But I'm saying shit. I'm telling you. Through all of that bullshit, I learned what to learn. And do you want to know what most every woman wants and desires in a man? I'm telling you, it's for the man in front of her to be able to show her how likable he is. Not what's likable. Personality in a man determined very quickly by this woman. So, each of you motherfuckers, oh, God damn it, I forgot to go back to the blog talk. Oh, ain't even, see, that's what I'm saying. I'm kicking all this motherfucking shit, you motherfuckers. I'm telling you, man, this is a waste of time. Damn. I didn't even care there because now I don't even fucking want to kick it, man. You guys don't want to know nothing. You guys killed me, man. And now you go, all you motherfuckers going to start calling in to ask some stupid ass questions. Fuck that. I ain't going back, man. Man, it just really tripped me. I should have never heard. Went to that page. Because, man, fuck you, 716. I ain't getting you. All you motherfuckers, man. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Nigga be talking to you, and all you do is sit up, talk shit in this goddamn chat. And I know all you motherfuckers do it because you're punks. And you're scared to talk. Why the fuck you gonna talk in that chat? And you won't call it in. Fuck down, and I'm gonna finish this. But you guys gonna be lucky if you see another motherfucking video. I don't give a fuck. I'm going straight Sidewalk University any motherfucking way. I ain't gotta do this shit. You motherfuckers need to learn what's likable. God damn. See, right now it's like I'm faking. Trying to act like I want to do this shit, man. These motherfuckers ain't shit. Give a fuck about you motherfuckers. I ain't no fake nigga, man. The fuck I feel like talking to a whole bunch of motherfuckers that end up talking shit and scared to call in, bitch niggas. Bitch ass motherfuckers. Look at all, man, fuck at each and every one of you motherfuckers. You guys are punks. Especially you for calling in now. Punk ass motherfuckers. I'm so goddamn sick of this shit. That's right, get off. I'm sick of this goddamn shit. Why the fuck do I gotta say some shit like this before you niggas man up? Fuck. Nigga talking about man shit. The whole time. You bitch-ass motherfuckers won't call in. You just rather talk to each other. You know why? Because whoever you're talking to don't get to hear your voice. They can't make no judgment of your character. So you do it on here so you can stay anonymous, you punk motherfuckers. That's why you ain't got shit. You anonymous motherfucker. Shit. Okay. The fuck took you so long to call in?
What's going on, man? Bud, man, you're taking that shit real strong today. I can hear it in you, man. Mad, you mad.
What's
mad,
up, bro?
You mad at you, what's happening, bud?
Hey, man, I'm going a nigga motherfucker sitting up there on all the videos listening to me, not asking no goddamn questions in the goddamn StreamYard, whatever, the chat room, just talking like a motherfucker, got all kind of shit to say. Got shit to say to me. You got something to say? Or what, man?
Not a whole bunch. Not a whole bunch.
I don't care. You ain't got nothing to say. I don't want to hear it.
I hear you on fire with us today, though. I do hear that. I hear you on fire with us. I hear you on fire with us right now.
All right, man. Do you have anything, a question or anything like that?
Damn, I really got a strong question. I just, just calling in to, kick it with you a little
this
bit. You know, where can go. I want
to
answer some questions,
listen,
too. If you want
to
throw some out there, I want to answer some questions if you got some.
Hey, bro, I got to go.
Right.
716, what's up?
Can you hear me, bud?
Yeah.
Hello? Yo, bud, I had a question,
you.
Man. Okay, I got you. Yeah, I just had a question, man. I've been engaged for about a year, man, and my girl and shit. We've been together for about 8 years, man. But ever since I started listening to your shit, man, I'm like, I want that skill set, man. I can't move on and shit, without throughout my life without getting that shit, man. And it's put me in a predicament, man, because I'm like, I don't think I can move forward, being in a relationship with her, man, and still,
Stop listening to me, man. You cannot listen to some shit I'm saying on the motherfucking whatever this shit is and decide you can't go forward with something you didn't plan to do. You do supposed to check what you're doing as far as what you want to do, but in checking, you're supposed to check, correct whatever was fucked up. Because if you're listening to the motherfucker, I ain't telling you not to have no bitch or not to get married or whatever. I'm telling you don't get on. That's all I'm talking about. If you want to get married, if I want a bitch, I'm a haver. I don't give a fuck what now the fuck to say. It ain't no mess my cha-cha up to listen to some other motherfucker saying something totally different than what I was saying. So to me, my question is, because I already can tell, you don't want to get married no way. Why the fuck it took you 8 years to get engaged?
Man, I think, really, man, I don't know, man. I wasn't ready, man.
No, you lying. No, just making up some bullshit to say. Ain't no way a motherfucker be with a bitch 8 years before he decided to marry her.
I see the value, man, in having a family and all of that shit. That's what really, kept me with her, man, for all of this time.
That ain't got
nothing
to do with getting married, bro. That ain't got nothing to do with getting married, bro. So
that's what she was on. I'm gonna be honest. She was on that type of time, man, where she was like, you know what I mean? I kind of was following her. She had requirements like, I want to get married before I have kids.
What do you mean?
She set up damn near some requirements. Like she wanted to be married and everything like that before she could have kids and do things like that.
Okay,
you understand,
man,
what I'm saying?
Yes, and it's bullshit. Let's say she did have these requirements, whatever they are, as long as they ain't too much. But let's say they okay. Do it take you 8 years to show her?
No, but I want to say this.
Once you,
yeah. Yeah. I'm listening.
No,
I'm listening to you.
You went to say that. Go ahead. Man, you guys killed
no,
me.
No, I feel like, man, I was, huh? What'd you say?
Nothing, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I felt like, man, nobody, like my father, he wasn't married and shit like that. And a lot of people I was around, man, so I'm like, I just felt like, you know what I mean? Like I didn't know the proper steps and everything like that. So it just, I don't know, it took me some time and shit because I just didn't know how to go about it, you know what I mean? And that's what I feel like was
8 years. Come on, man. I'm tired of talking to you because you're lying. Hey, 631, what's up?
No, I'm just still listening, bud. I'm just listening on.
Okay, man. So if you're listening, you don't have to press 1 because you pressed 1. 202, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, bud? How you doing?
I'm good, brother.
Hey, I'm good, OG. I appreciate you taking my call, and I really appreciate what you said earlier about investing in yourself and not letting anybody dictate your future and what you do. And you highlighted that through traveling, and I thought that was really big because traveling is an investment in yourself, and especially while you're young, you can take advantage of it. And I just really appreciated you bringing that to the forefront.
See, bro, that was who you caught that, because a lot of people miss that when I say it, man. They just hear me say it. But there is value in traveling when you're young. Because think about this. All the things I write, all the 21 books I didn't wrote, this is from traveling and having all these perspectives on things. It gave me a lot too. That was dope, man.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yes, sir.
You got something
yes,
else
sir.
To say?
I appreciate that. Yeah, you just inspired me because I just got back from traveling from South Africa. I was living out there for 2 years, and it changed my whole perspective. My whole worldview opened up, and I would have never done that if it wasn't for your, just the game and the abadab that you teach us every day. So much respect to you, OG, and I just
goodness.
Wanted to give you thanks.
Don't say that shit. You're going to swell my head up, man. Hey, I already got a head. When I go in the motherfucking hat shop, I got to buy the biggest hat they got, which is a 12. So what I'm saying is you're going to have a designer motherfucker be my hat. Hey, thanks, bro. That was good shit, man. Thank you. Hey, 314, what's up? You there, 314? 708, what's up with
yeah,
you?
I'm sorry. Yeah, everything.
You there?
Good.
Okay,
it's
hold on, 708.
You're not
you
good.
Go ahead. Wait.
Yeah.
314,
yeah.
Let's go with you.
Yeah, I was, I'm just calling in to say what's up. I'm a, Maroy was my mentor. And then when he transitioned, you can ask Anna about me. I go by Haru. And then when Maroy made his transition, I got down with Boss Hogg. I got into his school. So, I'm just a student of life, you know, just out here managing, maintaining. I lived all over the country from I'm from St. Louis, but I used to live in Houston for 3.5 years. I lived in Harlem for 5, and now I'm in L.A.
Hey. Did Boss Hogg tell you who laced him?
Did Boss Hogg tell me what?
Him.
Of course. I mean, trust me. I've been, of course. You was his first teacher, and then he got down with Jimmy Starr.
All right, then. Hey, bro, Boss Hogg is cool. Boss Hogg, not only when I first started fucking around on Facebook, and that nigga, he heard of me, blah, blah, blah. He said, man, you got anything I could get? And I gave him one of them tools. And then he called me right back. Man, that's a dope. You got any more of them? I said, yeah, man, but they, you know, they ain't free. And he said, you ain't selling them. I say, man, what? And then that nigga, that is the nigga that put me up on selling my shit. He said, nigga, you shouldn't be giving this shit away. This Boss Hog told me that. And I gave that Nick for him telling me that shit. I told that nigga, man, me and you gonna, you know, you gonna be cool, nigga, and anything you need. That nigga picked my brain for like 2 years. That was like 17 years ago. Been through all kinds of shit. That nigga's cool. You know, and he always been a go-getting motherfucker. I like that nigga.
Yeah, I moved to Atlanta with him for about 4 months when I was in his school. So I was out there getting down, and, you know, I was really, you know, learning, picking up a lot of game. You know what I'm saying? I never did get a chance to meet Maroy. We talked on the phone a lot. We messaged each other a lot. I actually had access to his Facebook accounts and stuff. I was making posts. I'm the one who was posting Boss Hog on Too Real for TV YouTube channel because Anna had gave me the access to it to make posts. You know, I was helping with the content over there. But it really broke my heart.
Hey, man, you know what? Check this out. Hold up. You got my email address? It's going across that stream yard. You got my email address?
Yeah, I can
listen,
get it back on there. I'm driving on the phone.
Hey, listen. It's AskRosebud. You know that's got two D's. AskRosebud@gmail.com. You got to hit me, man, so we can talk some business.
For sure. Absolutely. Let's build.
Hey, 708, go ahead, bro.
But it was an honor and a pleasure. I got something for you.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Rose? Yeah. This is D. This is D calling out of Chicago, man.
Okay.
And Rosebud, I've been up on you for a number of years, man. You know what I'm saying? And I got a couple of questions in regards to a few things. One, how was your first 10 years of being committed in a gang? And two, how was that New York?
Wait. How was my first 10 years?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah,
I asked you how was that experience in New York when you went cross-country, you at Tay.
Man, that shit was lovely. First, we threw this. I'm serious. You guys ain't gonna believe this, but the first time, you know, me and Tay talking, and man, if you don't take your game on the road, you know, you ain't really got no game on your game. He said, I'm going to D.C. I said, D.C., man, you know, they doing it up in Minnesota. And the nigga had dart board. And he said, and we put the map up there. And we threw darts. And the nigga threw, his dart actually didn't hit D.C. It hit somewhere up near Virginia, something like that. But it was close to D.C. So we decided to go to D.C. We didn't know this, but every 6 hours, you go 6-7 hours, you going to come to a city that's big enough for you to stop and get some money. Me and that nigga did that to D.C. And when we came back, we went a different route up 90 or 81 of them. That took us up north. Same thing. Cities was a little further apart, but you can stop. And what I'm saying, that's where you really get laced. Stopping in all those cities, seeing how people do shit, and seeing how you doing it, having them bitches adjusted to a new environment, getting you some money, then you leave.
Right.
Man, your reputation is there. And I'm saying it gives you a perspective that you ain't going to get if you don't leave town.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I got.
Okay. Okay, well, I go take up your time. Thank you. Much respect to you, OG. I'm a sit back
you
and
what?
Observe, you know. Oh, go ahead. Go
okay,
ahead.
Hey, 470, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, bud? This is Jay from Atlanta. I just wanted to know about your tools. What can
Jay.
I get them from? Yeah, I just want to know about your tools. What can I get them from?
RosebudTheAuthor.com. That's my site.
Okay. And also, I do want to get inside of your school. Is there a deadline to it?
Every 3 months, it's a new semester, bro. So you can get in any new semester. But if you wanted to get in for the April semester, you got to pay for it now because April going to fill up. And then if you miss April, you can't get in until July.
Right now, it's going for the 750.
Hey, that's right.
Okay.
And then if you miss this one, next time it's going to be a wreck. It's going up until it goes back to 1500. Hey, so listen, you got to let me go. I got a lot of shit to talk about. I ain't going to talk about too much more motherfucking shit. But the thing is, once I thought of what to do for me, once I thought where I wanted to go, I had to dine with, because my big thing was, I don't want to work for them, but fuck being around some peckerwoods in charge of me. I just couldn't stand it. So I had to figure out something that ended up being what I'm doing now. You know, I had to buy all this equipment. I had to get everything that I needed 15 years ago based on what Boss Hogg had told me about. And I ain't talking to him in a while. I might have to holler at that nigga. But any motherfucking way, what I'm saying is I bought everything, and even though I spent the time, because I wanted, you know, when I do shit, I want to do it now. I learned all that shit and got to where I could actually do big things with it. Now, instead of me letting some other motherfuckers do my course, I paid because they wanted tracks to do it, but I wanted done. But I took it upon myself, and I did it the way I wanted it done. And I was scared of all that shit at one time. No matter what, telling YouTube, motherfucker. No matter what you doing, bullshitting. Take the next step. Fuck all that bullshit. It's been a while now, but I ain't been on Facebook, you know, the way I was one time. But shit, Facebook was, you know, a good tool for me. It was a tool for me to grow a lot in the areas of that I really was concerned with. But my school now, making it on its own. And I'm driving, which is what I've always wanted. It's not like pimping, but it's freedom. The way a motherfucker pimp has freedom. Not because I'm making so much money, but because I do whatever, whenever the fuck I want to. And that's the most freedom for me that I can have, because I can't work with somebody over me. You got to take that next step. I wanted a business, you know, when I started dealing with Facebook. With how it is now, I got a business going. I got my LLC. I got all that shit now. My books are selling mediocre, but they're selling. But what is working is Sidewalk University. I mean, that should say something to you about what I be doing. You watch me go to the university, graduate with 2 degrees. You see me make documentaries, The Gospel of the Game and Film Slim. You watch me complete 21 novels. You see me publish 9. Yeah, I'm a conceited and selfish motherfucking bastard. And I suggest you get some of what I own. Because I ain't bragging. Just to show you how any of you motherfuckers can move if you really wanted to. Because I really want to. So my fellow Americans, what's in your mind? I mean, what's on the menu for you? you're on a quest to become whoever or whatever you want. So it's going to lead to greatness, I imagine. Well, for those of us who seek that. You know, you got to know the power and having a menu. For you motherfuckers that don't have a menu, you won't know what to order. And if you don't know what to order, how the fuck are you going anywhere? That's why y'all don't go nowhere. See, when we was abba-dabba-cue on the menu, we used to scream that shit. Game is a continuous flow, and unless you in the know, you will not see where to go. As long as you know where to go, this abba-dabba will brightly show. Then you can join the ranks and belong in the realm of the motherfucking abba-dabba go. I'm starting to get feedback on this abba-dabba. You guys better understand. This abba-dabba is the game. Abba-dabba Q is pivot. Shit, I can't help it. People take a chance on my course and they realize something special. They realize something special about me. They all realize that they cannot return the vessel that they help will arrive in. But as long as you see it here, you good. That's for sure. They call me the uncle they never had. The dad they never knew. Man. Just let me tell you, fellas, I pay attention to it. And whatever the hell I pay attention to, I implement it and I learn from it. I incorporated all the feedback I received to improve my course, and I implemented in this new version, or in the new version, so I don't have the version now. And you guys get to receive my effort. The new version that I was thinking of is the things I'm adding in my course through school. So it's all for the curriculum. If I was you, I wouldn't waste any more time wondering if you should fade me on this. Get your money together and let's roll, because I'm telling you, it's going to be out now for your reach, but it's going to be hard to reach soon. Believe me, I'm where I'm at now, and I start off at $40. There is no sense in you continuing to doubt something that you witness being successful. The fear you have of me being is unfounded. The fear you have of me pimping on you is unfounded. I'm just saying, you need to give me my props and enroll in Sidewalk University. I mean, unless you have a few more years that you want to spend hoping something changes. It's up to you. Join in and enjoy some of this good feeling having problems that you can solve. I mean, any couple, any kind of couple. I see these women who are like lovers fighting like cats and dogs because one of them are too domineering. I mean, isn't that what, or one of the biggest reasons you quit liking dudes? Because dudes are too demanding. I always knew, gay or straight, if you are insecure, you are going to have a bad relationship. But I got to admit, nothing funnier than listening in on a gay dude's argument. The roof is always on fire when one of them motherfuckers calls the other one a bitch. It's always like calling a woman a cunt. Don't you motherfuckers ever do that? It's going to beat your ass. You know, the game dude spicy off the chain, though. You know, being a life as it is, there's a race of people who participate in some systematic elimination of their race and turn a blind eye to it. This is life, stupid. So, if any category of people do that, they accept what's unhealthy. And come out at one fucking time, this group of people are going to have problems. So you put it together as far as what I'm saying. Our intellect, our physical ability, our actual appearance, our agility, our aging. I mean, how can all these things develop over many years? I'm talking about hundreds and hundreds of years. And as you hear, and all of it, everything that got you here is bad for you. I'm saying, you have to think of this stuff. And I didn't really go with the Muslims because they say you can't eat pork. If it wasn't for pork, we wouldn't even be here. We'd be dead. If it wasn't for the bad part of pork, we wouldn't be here. So I'm not in it wrong. I'm just saying, as long as I can find things to make me have my own opinion, then I'm going with what I think. Can you see it? You've got to be able to see it in order to feel it. Because that's what this is about. Can you feel the real? All right, y'all. I'm gone. Love it. And I hate talking shit before you motherfuckers call in. It wasn't that hard. Call the fuck in.